He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to try something new today, and I'm going to just talk for 9.5 minutes and see how it goes. I have a topic that I think is pretty important, and some people say, what's in a number? And I'm going to answer that and say, a lot, if you have the right number. I've been working on a program in my practice for the last few years, and I call it Strive for 75. Why did I pick 75? Turns out 75 is a pretty important number, and I'm going to tell you why it's important and what different things you can work on to strive for 75. So let's get into it. First of all, I think 75 is a nice age to live until. I don't think people should get so greedy and want to live forever, so I think shoot for 75, that's a good number. If you make it and you have a nice quality of life, great. And then if you get another 10, 15 years, awesome. But let's just start for shooting for 75. So how can we do that? I think there's a lot of easy health measures you can do that also have the number 75 in it. So here's what I like to tell my patients if they want to listen. First thing is, I'd like you to strive to meditate 75 minutes a week. Doesn't sound like too much. It's really about 12 to 14 minutes a day, which comes out to about 1% of your day. I'm asking you to meditate for 12 to 14 minutes a day, 75 minutes a week. Okay, what's next? I'd like you to exercise 75 minutes a week. Some people will say, oh, Dr. Kaskel, that's way too little. Well, you start doing it, and then we'll talk about it. If you get up to 75 minutes, I will be very happy. Again, that's less than 1% of your day exercising. What's next? Sleep. Sleep is extremely important to overall wellness. I'm once again going with the 75 number. I want you to try and sleep 75 hours a week. I realize that nobody's going to really do that, but if they can achieve 75% of what I'm asking them to do, comes out to about 8 hours a night, I think that's a pretty good solid number for most adults. So far we got meditating, we got exercise, we got sleep. Let's talk about food. I think the ideal human diet should have less than 75 grams of carbohydrates per day. All carbohydrates. I don't care where they come from. Simple sugars, complex sugars, grains, veggies. 75 is sufficient. Now, the American Diabetes Association believes that the daily minimum requirement for carbohydrate is 130 grams. So what is 130 grams? So it turns out there is 4 grams per teaspoon of sugar. So 130 grams, you can do the math, is about 32, 33 teaspoons of sugar a day. So according to the Diabetes Association, you should be pouring in 33 teaspoons of sugar into your body. I don't know about you, but in my mind, that makes one diabetic. And that maintains you as a diabetic. And that maintains you using all the drugs, all the insulins that the drug companies are manufacturing. So I don't believe a thing the American Diabetes Association says. I don't particularly care for it when their people come in my office and tell me that's the minimum daily requirement, when most biochemistry textbooks say that the human body requires zero carbohydrate. I'm splitting it down the middle. I'm saying 75 grams of carbohydrate is sufficient. And if you can get your diet down to 75 grams of carbs a day, you're going to lose weight. You're going to potentially cure your diabetes if you are diabetic. And you're going to get off of 75% of your medications. So I think that's the most important 75 number out there. 75 grams of carbs a day or less. You can make all the carbs you need. Again, the human body does not require any carbohydrates externally. All right, let's move on. An LDL of 75 would be nice. An HDL of 75 would be even nicer. Triglyceride level fasting of 75. fabulous. A fasting blood sugar of 75 is where most people should be. In my practice, typically they're running around 100. So again, these are things to strive for. I don't think everybody's going to get there, but you can at least strive for it. And with the LDL-HDL thing, I don't think everyone has to get there. I think the only people that need to get their LDL down to 75 are people with known coronary artery disease. If they've had a heart attack, if they have a stent, if they've had a stroke, if they've got plugged up arteries anywhere in their body, there is proof that getting their LDL down to 70, 75 is good. For the rest of people out there, don't worry so much about your LDL number. It is not a disease. It is not the enemy. It's really only been shown to be of benefit when you have had a heart attack or a stroke. So the next 75 is vitamin D. I think people should get their vitamin D levels up to about 75. The majority of my patients are at about 20. Some of them are less than 10. It is remarkable how prevalent vitamin D deficiency is and how easy it is to treat. Multivitamin, or really just a solid vitamin D. Most people, I prescribe 5,000 international units daily. Try and get their levels up to 75. Most people need it during the winter, especially in the Chicagoland area. All right, so what else? We've got a few more 75s. I would like people to get 75 minutes of vitamin G. Now, you're all supposed to say, what is he talking about? So vitamin G is vitamin green, which means being outside in nature, walking in a forest, walking in the woods, walking on a path surrounded by green. I think you should do that 75 minutes a week for your mental health. The beautiful thing about the 75 model is you can combine your exercise, your meditation, and your vitamin G all into one. Do it 12, 14 minutes a day. Do a walking meditation in a nice forest, and you're knocking out three of the criteria that you need to be healthy. What other 75s do we have? So I think that in my 25 years of practice, I have seen if people strive to do this, they will decrease their needs for medicine by about 75%. They will not come in so much, so they will decrease their usage of the medical system by 75%. This is anecdotal. I do not have scientific proof that this will occur, but this is my theory. This is what I tell my patients, and it seems to work. So the magic number is 75. We are striving for it. And if you are successful 75% of the time, that's my goal. I don't expect you to be successful 100% of the time. And if you are, then I think you've got a very obsessive compulsive personality, and then you're not mentally well. So I would not want you to do any of this 100% of the time. Again, we are striving for 75. I would like you to make it to age 75. I think you can do it by doing all those things we talked about. And again, I'll just go back to the LDL-HDL numbers. They are not so important if you have not had a heart attack or stroke. They are only important when you have had a heart attack or stroke. So don't worry about those numbers. Don't go on drugs just because you have an elevated LDL. They rarely decrease your risk of having a heart attack unless you've already had a heart attack or a stroke. So that is my Strive for 75 system. I hope you can live 75% of it, write some of it down. It can't hurt. Oh, I forgot one last thing. 75 minutes a week of donating your time to a charity also will help your overall well-being. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, and I am urging you to not let anyone else do your thinking for you. Stay skeptical, my friends, and above all, stay well.